All right. We've now been joined by our regular season champion and our second place finisher, regular season champion Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Caramel Toyota, and our second place finisher in today's Brickyard 400, driver of the number 20 by a Toyota.com Toyota, Eric Jones. And we will start off for questions for Kyle or Eric. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your affiliation. Who would like to get us started? Okay.
Yes, Bob Kravitz with NBC here in Indianapolis. How much of a challenge was it for both of you, for the whole field, to come out and race when you hadn't had any prior time on this track this weekend?
I think it, for me as a driver, it wasn't too bad. I think you're more worried about your car and tire rubs and hitting the splitter and how things are, you know, how it's going to handle. So it's always unknown when you kind of just fire off, but they do a pretty good job. I mean, most weekends, if you don't fire off pretty close in practice, you're going to have a long weekend anyway. So fortunately we fired off okay in the race, but it's still tough when you don't have, you know, a day and a half to adjust on it and make it better. But, from the seat, I would say for me, this is a place I don't have a lot of experience at. And it's probably one of the tougher places to, you know, get your bearings and get your marks the first run of the day. So I was, the first couple laps, you definitely take it a little bit easy being in traffic and trying to get settled in. But it wasn't too bad.
I thought today was all right, same as Eric. You know, the guys obviously always want a chance to work on the car and kind of set everything and fine-tune and make sure everything's right, because sometimes you come here with a different tire or the tire reacts differently than what you're used to. And so for us, it was all right. When we were out front, we seemed to be pretty good. We had good speed. When we got back in traffic, we were definitely too tight, and we had to make adjustments all day long on trying to make sure that our car was free enough to come up through the field. But still, it was tough to pass, and especially when you'd get in line with guys after about 10, 12 laps, it seemed as though it was pretty equal after that. So I felt okay as far as just coming out here cold turkey and getting going, though.
All right. Additional questions? Okay.
Mike Williams, Indianapolis Star. Kyle, despite the bittersweet day, you picked up the 15 points in the regular season championship. Does that give you and your team any kind of momentum since it bumps you up to the tie for first going into the playoffs?
I wouldn't say it gives us any momentum. Obviously, it just kind of sets ourselves a little bit farther ahead, if you will, compared to some of our other competition with the bonus point structure and the playoff points the way they are. The first round is going to be interesting with the Roval. Second round is going to be interesting with Talladega. So any bonus points you can pick up are obviously good ones. And I feel like we did a good job of gaining some of that stuff here this year. We've kind of given away a few stages overall in order to kind of get some race wins. So you kind of have a little bit of a trade-off there, if you will. But, overall, I feel like we came out of here today with not so good of a run. We certainly wish we could have been further up front and had a better day. But all things considered, we came out of here achieving what we needed to achieve.
All right, Kyle, before we let you sneak out, if you don't mind, just to talk a little bit about us being able to kick off the playoffs in Las Vegas, which is obviously a hometown favorite track for you.
Yeah, being able to go to Las Vegas for the kickoff this year is a bit different. I'm looking forward to that. Normally, we're at a different venue. We've been at different venues for a few years, so this will be the first for Vegas, and I think it's really special. You know, we get an opportunity to go out there a little bit early, all the chase drivers, and have a couple nights out maybe on the town or whatever. But overall, I'm looking forward to getting out there and just being able to get to the racetrack. And I'll knock on wood first, and hopefully there's no weather out there. But normally it's a pretty good time of year to see some sunshine and some hot temperatures. So looking forward to that and what Vegas is going to have in store for all of us.
All right. Well, congratulations to you both on making the 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
Thanks.
And we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.